Well, welcome back to the Black and Blue Report, and we have a special guest here today. If you guys happen to see me walking around the Saints facility at this moment right now, I've got my chest poked out a little bit more, and I might smack somebody because I've got somebody who can actually handle my back as opposed to me having to do anything. We've got Daniel Cormier here, a native of Lafayette, Louisiana, went to Northside High, and a general bad you-know-what for the UFC, the number two ranked heavyweight. And if you see him in person, folks, don't be fooled. He might not look as big as you might think, but I assure you, you do not want to be grabbing up on him and have him put his hands on you. So, Daniel, what brings you here? We know you're a huge Saints fan, so first, where did that come from?
Dude, I was born and raised here. Like, I mean, listen, since the great Drew Brees came here and we hired the great Sean Payton, this Saints movement has been awesome. For all of us that have been here forever, you know that.
Yeah.
Just all the winning is it. I found myself. We win so much now. I found myself feeling like the Lakers fans. You know how the Lakers fans when the game start to kind of sit with their hands behind their head. Dude, we've won so much recently that I'm starting to get a little arrogant. You know, so you lose a game
now.
And man, I gotta stop taking it for granted, right?
Yeah, stop that.
Yeah, man. Just my whole life growing up in Louisiana, man. Just I love the Saints and I've done a lot of cool things in my life with the wrestling and the Olympics and the UFC. But this is probably one of the cooler things that I've done. I'm so excited.
Now, we got to back this thing up because you know Coach Payton has been into this CrossFit thing real heavy.
I saw that. He's jumping on boxes. Yeah, he's
yeah, you don't want to fool with him now, huh?
Well, I wouldn't go that far. I mean, you know, but yeah, I mean, Coach is working hard, man. He's really into CrossFit. It's taken over. Like I live in California now, so these people are crazy about CrossFit.
Yeah. Now we know you had a great wrestling career at Oklahoma State. How does that transition you into UFC? I mean, what was that background like? Because obviously, you know, we saw you had a great wrestling career in high school also.
Yeah.
Only lost really what, two matches after freshman year in Oklahoma because of injuries. So you know, you talk about your wrestling background.
Well, wrestling is the best base for mixed martial arts because I can control where the fights go. Like, if I want to go on the ground, I can go on the ground. If a guy's a good stand-up fighter, I take him down. If a guy's a good ground fighter, I stay up with him. So you're able to completely neutralize your opponent. And it actually makes the fights look kind of easy when in reality they're not easy, but it's only because I can dictate where the fights take place. I was lucky, man, to just start wrestling when I did and really develop a passion for the sport, you know. Especially being here in Louisiana, most people don't wrestle. You know, it's football, baseball, and basketball. Obviously, I tried basketball. I was terrible. And I've actually grown in reverse. I used to be taller. Seriously, I'm growing in reverse. Like, I'm getting shorter as I've gotten older. Played football through high school, but then wrestling was my sport. Man, I loved it.
Yeah. Now you mentioned, you know, what you do with the opponent who stands and with the opponent who's on the ground. What do you do with the opponent like me who would be in the dressing room not coming out?
I just collect my checks and go home. Hey, he forfeited, dude. I'm still taking a win. Make sure you put it on my record. You forfeit, it's still a win. I'm trying to get paid.
Now, a little background information for you folks. Daniel was a member of Team USA, the Olympic team in 2004. Mm-hmm. What was that experience like? Came in fourth place. Mm-hmm. What was that experience like for you?
Oh, that was honestly, so far in my athletics career, nothing has matched it. You know, I mean, I fought in Houston 2 weeks ago, and it was the Toyota Center, completely sold out, fought in the co-main event, and it was a great experience. Walking to the cage, the rush. But nothing compares to 100,000 people. And if you're from the U.S. and you're on the United States Olympic team, everybody around the world, they go crazy. Mm-hmm. When you watch the opening ceremony,
yes.
I mean, there's cameras flashing. It's unbelievable, the opening ceremonies. And then walking to the mat, and everybody screaming USA, USA. Yeah, it was something, man. I've never felt so much pride than I did when I wrestled in the Olympic Games. I haven't felt anything like that before.
You know, but before we go to Saints Pelicans, I got to ask this. Okay, UFC, how do you remain friends with a dude who just busted up your face? I mean, because I would have harsh feelings. I mean, this is a dude who, you know, if I could. Maybe I shouldn't say this, but if I could get him in the parking lot later with a stick, I will probably still not forget what happen in the octagon.
See, so there's two things. Okay? One is the issue of this. You had 15 minutes to beat him up, and he beat you up. So why would you go fight him again? That's the question. Right? So being a sore loser is okay. I mean, okay. Listen, you're from Louisiana.
Well, Georgia, but I've been here for you know, yeah, I'm
okay,
from here
so
now.
It's in you. So Louisiana's in you. So being a sore loser is understandable. That's how we all are. But I haven't lost yet. So I don't know how I'm going to handle being friends with someone else if they beat me. I haven't lost. I haven't gotten beat up. So it's okay for me because I'm always the guy that won. Now, in the beginning of my career, it was very weird because I would fight people and then they would try to add me on Facebook like right afterwards. I don't do that anymore. Oh, yeah. So I'm not sure. I don't know how I'm going to handle if I lose, you know. But listen, I understand you're a sore loser. That's how we are in Louisiana. That's just – listen, when the Saints lost to the Patriots, I told everybody that would listen to me that they got cheated. Because I'm not going to admit that they lost. There's no way. Why would I ever just admit it? They cheated. And the Jets cheated, too.
That's what we've been saying in the building,
too.
They
stole Chris Ivory. I hate the Jets.
Now, you know, you mentioned the Saints, and obviously you've got a great background with them. What were you doing in that magical season, 2009, and what were your feelings?
I was sitting at my house in Oklahoma with my T-shirt, same logo, Cormier on the back from NFLShop.com. Dude, I went crazy. I couldn't believe it. Like, I honestly tell you, the whole time that we just went in all those games, that was unreal. But then to the Super Bowl, I'm going to say this to you. The Saints were in the Super Bowl. That's unreal. Like, the Saints were in the Super Bowl. Like, I never thought it would happen. I'll just be honest. Like, I never was going to lose, stop supporting them, but it was never honest. And then, Coach Payton, the man, onside kick after halftime. Listen, there is not a coach in the NFL that would ever be that brave.
That takes some guts.
Yeah. And he did it. Oh, man. And then the interception return, that was it.
Yeah.
At that point, I could start having a few alcoholic beverages. Because it was celebration time.
Okay, now, how big a Pelicans fan are you? Are you familiar with the
I am
roster
familiar
and
with,
the upgrades?
Yes. And they have done well. Okay. But I honestly still think they're a little bit of time away, just being objective. Because I will honestly say I don't have not the same connection.
Yeah. Well, they're one of the
youngest teams in the league, and it's new. Mm-hmm. But I think it's going in the right direction. I just think there's still – it's maybe one more big man because Ryan Anderson.
Yeah.
And he can shoot, but we need another guy down there with Davis to catch rebounds.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about AD?
I think he's the man. I think Anthony Davis is the man. And yeah. I think him, Holiday, and Gordon are a great nucleus. But I think it's going to take one more big guy to stand under there, take up space, and rebound. Because, those guys hanging around the perimeter, Davis will pull down 20 rebounds.
Well, yeah.
But you need somebody else down there grabbing. When you got guys in Houston like Howard and Asik, that's two bigs. To play in the West with those guys, you know, we need one more guy down there playing in the post.
Okay, now, you know, if we can't get another big guy and we need some physicality, can we depend on you to come and, you know, join the training staff and kind of teach these guys how to do some things?
No, I'll be the Luke Longley of the Pelicans. I'll be in there with my six fouls. I got six fouls to give you. Every night I got six fouls to give
six
you,
hard,
coach. Put me in.
Six hard fouls.
I got six fouls for you, coach. That's all I got. I won't make any shots. I won't make any shots. They're going to take the ball from me every time I get it, but I got six fouls for you, coach.
You know, Reggie Evans does that. He's been in the NBA for 10, 15 years.
Yeah, but he's tall, man. I'm 5'10", barely. Reggie Evans is tall, but let me tell you, I got six fouls for you, coach. I'm Luke Longley.
All right, now tell us about your next fight. When are you going to go at it again?
Well, I'm not sure yet. You know, I just fought a few weeks ago, so they usually give me some time. But outside of the fighting, I do TV stuff for Fox, so I'm doing a lot of TV stuff right now and just kind of focusing on that side of my career. I think I'll fight sometime around March, you know, so there's about a 6-month break because, I just want to fight around the same time that the rest of the division's fighting because I want a championship, I want a title fight, you know, so, that's it. But there's one more thing I kind of want to touch on. EA Sports is doing their first UFC video game.
All right.
So Saints Nation, go out Twitter or UFC.com/covervote and vote Daniel Cormier to be on the cover opposite of John Jones. Or go on Twitter, hashtag vote Cormier. Just help me get through the first round, guys. Please, come on, Houdat Nation. I'm calling on you.
Yeah, I saw John Jones.
We are eternal enemies. Oh yeah, John Jones and I are eternal enemies, dude. Seriously, it's bad. We cannot be in the same area without like getting into some sort of little argument. It's ridiculous. It's so high school, but it's ridiculous.
Oh, that's all
we're gonna
right.
fight though.
That's all right.
That's why I'm trying to fight around the same time he does, so that hopefully after this fight I can get a title shot.
Okay, now you mentioned your TV gig with Fox. How are you enjoying that side of it?
I love it, man. You know, I get to talk about fights all the time. My job is to sit on set, break down fights. So now my girlfriend doesn't even get to fight with me anymore about watching fights all the time because it's my job. So they send me these DVDs and there's 40 fights on there to study before the show. So she's all mad at me like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "Hey, I'm just doing my job. You want me to get paid?" I love it. But you know, it takes a lot of time to actually get and get up to date with everybody. Another key is that being at Fox Studios, man, I get to meet some of like my favorite people of all time. Like the other day I sat with Brian Urlacher for 45 minutes.
Okay.
Just hanging out. He works on Fox Sports Live,
yes,
Fox Football Daily. Uh-huh. You know, and then Andy Roddick's in there. Jay Glazer is one of my better friends now. He helps me with my training at times. So you get to meet some of the people that I never thought. Like in the hotel, I walked the other day, Marshall Faulk was just walking in the hotel, and I go, "That's Marshall Faulk." So I started talking to him.
I was about to say, you had to
I
speak
did,
to him.
Dude.
Now, New Orleans guy, you had to speak to him.
Yeah, he's from New Orleans. Yeah. I'm like, this dude is the man. And just like we all work at the same place, you know. So outside of getting to do a job that I like, which is commentate and talk about fighting, I get to meet all these people that when I was wrestling and in college, they were like, you know, professional athletes and crazy. And they're the nicest people, man. Marshall Faulk is still that same guy from New Orleans. Real nice, real you can just go up to him and start speaking to him, and he's fine. You know, it's crazy.
Yeah, now, if you're going to be on that side of it, you know, here's the flip side, of course. Now, you got to keep your face pretty. You can't,
Well,
you know,
this
cause is those TV guys, you
– I've been lucky, man. Like, every fight, like, after I fought on Saturday, I did TV Wednesday and Friday, Saturday the following week.
Really?
Yeah, that was bold, man, because if not, I would have had some bruises. But, you know, the guy actually said they don't mind when you're beat up because it shows – you know, I'm not just an analyst. You know, I'm a fighter too, you know, because people kind of get lost in that when they see you just on TV all the time. They think that's your job. Well, my main job is to fight, but I've been lucky enough to not get beat up. I once fought safe, and Dana White let me know about it because somebody goes, "Look at this guy's face. It doesn't look like he fought last week." Dana goes, "Well, did you see his fight? He didn't." It was a safe fight. Well, he didn't fight. He just didn't do nothing. So it was cool, you know. I like it.
All right. Well, folks, that's Daniel Cormier. Now, listen, if I'm a little chesty in the near future, just know that I know a dude who can do some damage to you if you just walk up on me and you don't like anything I say or anything I write or something along those lines. You know, I got somebody for you. So, you know, I'm just letting you know, if you call me, you email me, you text me, whatever it is, you know, I know somebody. Mm-hmm. You know, people always saying, "I know somebody." I know somebody who can actually do some damage.
Not even I know somebody that knows somebody. I just know him directly. But you get in the fight, bud. You're on your own. I got it. That's my disclaimer. I'm not helping you. It's not what I do.
Well, folks, that's Daniel Cormier. We appreciate him joining us here on the Black and Blue Report. We look forward to hearing from him in the future. Follow him on Twitter at
@DC_MMA. Instagram @DC_MMA. And guys, we got till Sunday. Hashtag vote Cormier.
Vote him on, folks. He doesn't like John Bones Jones, and they can't stand to be in the same room with each other.
Put us on the same cover of a video.
Yeah, put him on the same cover, and let's make this fight happen, I think.
Thank you.
All right, we appreciate it, Daniel.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.